Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking through the entertainment section to see all the things we won't be doing this weekend because we have to stay at home with the kids. But then again, we do also have three very sweet, beautiful children who love us. Oh, man, we're missing Aerosmith. Did you hear that? You little monsters, you're stealing our lives.
Well, maybe we can go out next weekend if Margaret's available to babysit.
She's never available. I don't see why you just don't use the babysitting service at the mall.
Having your kids tell the security guards they're lost is not a babysitting service.
I spend a lot of money at that mall. The least they can do is watch my kids.
I know she's impossible to get, but I just don't feel comfortable with anyone but Margaret. She's so great.
She's a little too great. I mean, the day after she comes, all I hear is, Mommy Margaret made us cookies. Mommy Margaret put on a puppet show. Mommy Margaret told us you were lying when you said that if we threw our food, our hands would blow up.
Hey, can I get some wet paper towels? There's ketchup and french fries all over the car.
Why would you let Dominic eat in the car?
It wasn't me.
Hey, what did I tell you would happen if you squealed too many times? Your tongue is gonna blow up.
Here, is it really bad?
Oh, you should see it. He's chomping, there's ketchup flying everywhere. It was like a scene from Jaws.
Hey, I stopped by the video store and picked up some movies for us, and then I picked up one for me and Christine once everyone else goes to sleep. We know how uncomfortable you guys get when we watch these kind of movies.
What'd you get?
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Nice.
Do we have to watch movies on the couch all night long? As long as we're stuck here, can't we do something that exercises our brains a little instead of sitting in front of TV?
Please, if I wanted to exercise my mind, I'd... I don't know, I'd do something.
Hello? Oh my God, Margaret, we were just talking about you. You're kidding. No, of course. Okay, thank you for calling. Bye. The boy that Margaret was supposed to babysit for tonight broke his leg.
Oh my God.
I know. I don't know who invented those little scooters, but God bless them, we're going out.
This place smells like someone threw up on a dead monkey.
Look at this place. It looks like one of those disgusting bars by the train station where we grew up.
Christine, we're home.
Are you?
Oh, come on, you guys. I know we said we'd go for a drink after the movie, but it's getting kind of late.
Are you kidding? We've been looking for a place like this ever since we moved out here.
Yeah, this is just like the bar we used to hang out every weekend before we had Dominic.
Oh, remember that night you got so drunk you had to give the bartender your car keys?
Yeah. You know you're drinking too much when you gotta pay your bar tab with your vet.
You had a Corvette?
Chevette. Guys, seriously, can we go? This place is a little rough.
Kim, we paid for a sitter. We're out of the house. I don't care if Patrick Swayze comes in here and starts smacking people with pool cues. I'm having a drink.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Okay, fine. One drink, but then let's get out of here before they throw Jodie Foster on the pinball machine.
Who wants to play pool?
Oh, there are people playing. And look, they're smoking. Don't they know there's a law?
Oh, Kim, come.
Come on, let's put our names on the boards to play winners.
You guys go ahead. We're fine.
You sure?
Oh, we'll have fun right here. Oh, look, there's even a little buffet. Are those wings?
No. I think that's a whole fly.
Hey, Paul, corner pocket.
You'll never make that. Everybody gets lucky once in a while.
It's true. Just ask the guy that left with your date.
Don't sweat it, pal. She's been kicking my butt for years.
Yeah, that's why it's so swollen.
Ooh.
All right, who's next?
I am, but let's make it a little interesting, all right? So if I win, you let me sleep in tomorrow morning, and if you win tonight, you're gonna have the best sex of your life.
Oh, honey, that's sweet, but I could never cheat on you.
So, what do you want to do now?
Well, maybe they're ready to leave.
Oh, I hope so, because I have to use the ladies' room, and I'll make a diaper out of these cocktail napkins before I go in there.
Hey, are you guys ready?
Yeah, I can use another one. Christine, you want another beer?
No. I mean, are you ready to leave?
Come on, hang out with us.
Yeah, the band's about to start, and they're going to have karaoke later.
Well, guys, you know I would love to. It's just that...
Uh-oh. They're playing that funky music. All white boys to the dance floor.
Actually, guys, don't you think we should be leaving?
Come on, you love to dance.
Yeah, but it's just Kim's ready to go home.
Oh, please. The only time Kim's not ready to go home is when Kim's at home. Come on, come dance with us. Now once I was a boogie singer.
What the hell?
How are those?
It's not bad.
I just never saw anybody eat one before. Beer busts like a highlight weep. I'm gonna stay deep because talking and cheating by like Angela, Pamela, Cassandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really thank you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in and send in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita is what I need. A little bit of Tina's what I need. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all alone. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you make me your man.
So did you have an okay time tonight?
Well, the movie was pretty good. But next time, you can sit next to Jimmy. That way he can poke you every 5 minutes going, what'd he say? Who's that guy? Look, I turned my red vine into a straw.
What about at the bar?
Oh, yeah, well, I guess it's good to go to a place like that every once in a while. Makes you appreciate the things you have in life, like teeth.
Well, I gotta tell you, I really had a good time.
Oh, I'm glad. I had fun watching you guys.
So would you ever go back again?
Oh, I don't think so. But you can go with Christine and Jimmy.
Oh, I'm not going to be the third wheel. That's what I was in high school. That's why I married you. You're my other wheel.
Look, I'm sorry. It's just not my thing.
Well, I just wish you would keep an open mind. You know, if you try a little, it might be a little more fun.
Oh, so now I'm not fun? Is that what you're saying, Greg? That I'm not fun?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You just said I wasn't fun.
Kim, I didn't say that you weren't fun.
I can't believe you think I'm not fun.
Look, you're fun. You're fun. Whee!
All right, you know, I'm sorry I'm not the fun wife you wanted. Now, tomorrow, after I feed our child and do the laundry, I'll go to the doctor and get a prescription for a big bag of happy pills.
Are you serious? Because my health insurance has a mental...
No, I'm not serious. God! Sometimes you are so... Good night.
Kim, I can't believe you're getting so mad. All I'm trying to say is that sometimes I just wish you were a little... more... Never mind.
What?
I don't know. I just wish you were a little more like Christine. I mean, she just jumps right in and starts having fun.
Oh, I see. I should be more like Christine.
Well, no, honey, not in every way. I mean, I do appreciate that you wear a bra to the mall.
You know what? Fine, Greg. I'll be more like Christine. I'll be exactly like Christine. In fact, from now on, why don't you just call me Christine? Go ahead. I'm Christine. Anything you want to say to me now?
Yeah, your sister's nuts.
Greg?
Oh, hi. I was just heading out to work.
Without saying goodbye?
I'm sorry. I was just kind of in a hurry. You see, there's been a problem with my computer mainframe. The modem. The whole network. RAM. Memory megabyte. Reboot.
Why don't you just admit that you're sneaking out because of our fight last night?
Okay, I'm sneaking out. Bye.
Greg! I'm sorry I got so angry last night. I just didn't feel comfortable in that bar.
Oh, Kim, it's all right. I shouldn't have made you feel bad about it. I mean, I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do.
Thank you.
Besides, who needs fun anyway? I mean, that kind of fun, you know, like drunken bar fun. We can just, you know, stay at home and have our own kind of fun.
Yeah.
Why don't I bring some Thai food home from work and we can play cards? Crazy eights. Huh? You love your crazy eights.
Get a room.
Get a house.
Christine up yet?
No, she's still sleeping off last night. Man, was that a wild night or what? I don't think I've ever seen Craig have that much fun.
Yeah.
I think he actually loosened up enough to let that stick get a peek at the outside world.
Jimmy, do you think I'm fun?
Huh?
Do you think I'm fun?
Yes and no.
What does that mean?
No.
No?
Mostly no.
I knew it. I knew I wasn't fun.
Well, no, come on, Kim. It's not that you can't be fun. It's just that sometimes you could be funner.
Well, actually, the proper way to say that is you could be more fun.
Yeah, like now, for instance. See? See, you've made me feel stupid. That's not fun.
Sorry.
Why is this bothering you all of a sudden?
I feel like I'm keeping Greg from having fun.
Well, then just start having fun. It's easy.
Well, easy for you.
All right, what are you doing tonight?
Well, Greg and I were just going to hang out and play some cards.
Wow, that sounds like big fun.
Are you serious? Because you can play crazy eights with four.
Kim. Why don't you and I go out tonight?
What?
Yeah, you and me. Christine can watch the kids and you and I go out.
Why?
Well, do you want to learn how to have fun or not?
Well, I just don't know if tonight's a good night. Greg's really looking forward to Crazy Eights.
Kim.
Ah, you know, this is kind of exciting. It's a weeknight. We're in a bar. I'm wearing these big hoop earrings. Oh, I feel so reckless. So, what do you want to do first?
Why don't we just get a couple drinks?
Okay. What's a fun drink? Oh, I know. A whiskey. I've always wanted to drink a whiskey. I'll have a whiskey.
What kind?
Oh, I don't know. What's a fun whiskey?
You know, just give us a couple Jack Daniels, huh? Hey, look, there's nobody over at the pool table. You know how to play pool?
Oh, sure. Remember we had that pool table in my parents' basement?
Oh, yeah. Christine and I loved that table. The felt used to feel so soft against my knees. Cheers. Mm. So you want to break first, Fats?
Do I look fat in these pants?
Just break.
Okay. Oh, God. I haven't done this in years. Oh. What are those people doing?
They're just here to watch, Kim.
I can't do it with people watching.
Boy, you're really not like Christine. What is your problem?
I'm not good at pool. What if I look like an idiot?
Who cares? We don't know anybody here. Hey, Bob. We're never going to see these people again.
Well, I'm seeing them now.
Kim, look, the whole key to having fun is not caring what other people think about you.
I can't help it. I've always worried what people think about me.
Well, then you gotta face your fear. You gotta get out there in front of everyone, and you gotta let them think whatever they're gonna think. Yeah. What do you say? Let's dance.
No, thank you.
Okay, look, Kim, I could use a lot of manipulative psychological tactics to try to get you out on that dance floor, but that's gonna take a while, and I really kind of like this song. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one of your hoop earrings out to the dance floor, and I hope you're going to join us.
Stop it! People are looking
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Where's Kim?
She went out to a bar.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. She and Jimmy went back to that bar. Here, she left you a note.
Kim didn't write this. There's no date, there's no time, there's no little kitty face at the bottom.
They were in a rush.
I don't understand. What's going on?
Look, they just went out to have a little fun, all right? They'll be back later.
That's so weird. They're out together, we're here at the house together. It's almost like we swapped partners.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of strange. Hey, come in the kitchen. I made you some dinner.
Really?
Yeah, right. We're gonna have sex later, too.
Seriously, there's no dinner?
Look at you! You're dancing! It's not so bad, is it?
Nope.
You having fun?
Uh-huh.
All right. You know, there's some people out here dancing with us. They might look over here and see you for a second.
Let them watch.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
All right, good for you. I think you're ready for graduation.
What? What are you doing?
Did you see Coyote Ugly?
No, no one did.
Just keep dancing. Gawking.
Check you out.
Greg, what are you doing here?
Look at you getting wild. This is great. I can't believe it.
She's a firecracker. Go ahead, show her what you got. Do the little spinny thing you did before.
No, I've been kind of tired.
Hey, come on, let's dance. I never get to see you like this.
Oh, no, really. I have to go to the ladies' room.
She's gonna use that bathroom? What the hell did you do to her? Kim?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just needed some air.
Kim, the only air in here came from other people. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I was having fun with Jimmy, and then you walked in, and I started to get all self-conscious.
Because of me? Why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just worried about how I look in front of you.
Kim, we've seen each other at our most vulnerable. I saw you give birth to a child. You saw me cry and pass out. What else is there to see?
It's not that. I guess it's because you're my husband. You're the one person in whose eyes I want to be perfect.
You are perfect. I just wanted to dance.
Well, it's not the dancing. It's you know, letting it all out in front of my husband. I'm sorry. I know it's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. It is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy that the woman I love most in the world is so afraid of what I'm going to think of her that you can't even let your hair down a little in front of me.
Greg, how many times do you want me to apologize?
Kim, I don't want you to apologize. That's it. I don't want you to apologize. I just want you to try.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Somehow it's my fault. You know, she can let loose in front of everyone but me. How's that supposed to make me feel?
Greg, she's trying. She came out tonight with me, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, she did that for you.
It's a start.
Yeah, I guess so.
Baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need your loving. And baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I need sexual healing. Sexual healing. Oh, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing is something that's good for me. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right. And when I get that feeling, I need sexual healing. sexual.
Midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Says she's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Similar place in
time. Similar place in time. Guess it's gonna be right by her side.
I'm going with her.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
I'd rather live in her world than live without her.
My world, her world, our world.